just as we're singing this, the sense that I'm getting from the Lord is this is a year where His fire will pour out. Some will be for good, and some will be not so good. At least it won't feel good, because He's going to start consuming things that we've actually held on to for a long time. And it's as a result of just seeking Him. And even this past year, what has happened is that there's been more hunger, more desire, more worship, more praise, more fasting, more seeking Him. And that's not gone unnoticed, is what the Lord is saying. This year is a year of fire, where He burns up all the dross. But in all of this, God says it's your choice. It's my choice. It's our choice. He will only consume those things that we lay at His altar. And if you hold back, that thing will not be consumed, and you'll keep it another year. But this is a year of fire. This is a year of fire, where all that's left is pure gold if we allow Him. And a lot of it's going to come through this praise and worship. A lot of it is going to come through consecration and fasting on our own time. It's not just here at church, but it is church too. It's all of it. It's the sum total of everything. And so the heart of God this morning is just let Him have His way. Lord, we let You have Your way. Lord, this is the year we say yes to You more than we ever have before, Lord. Where we yield to You more than we ever have before. Where we say yes to Your fire. Oh, Jesus. Where we come back to our first love with a vengeance. Jesus. Jesus. We say yes, Lord. We say have Your way, Lord. You have permission to do in us even those things that may hurt in the moment or may hurt the soul, but has everlasting dividends. We thank You, Lord, for that. We thank You for Your fire, Jesus. We thank You for the love relationship that we have with You. We thank You for the passion, God. We love You so much, Lord. We say yes, Lord. We put our bodies on that altar. We say, Lord, consume us, Lord. Consume us, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus.